First up, we're reporting on rescue efforts in Brazil after the sudden collapse of several buildings. This happened in the historic center of Rio de Janeiro. One of the buildings was 20 stories tall, the others were 10 and 4 stories, and they were commercial buildings, so they were mostly empty when they collapsed on Wednesday night. Dust and rubble went flying through the air when the buildings came down. As of Thursday morning, emergency workers had recovered 3 bodies from the wreckage. They'd also rescued 5 people who had been injured. 16 people were still missing. Officials said they didn't immediately know what caused these buildings to collapse. They were investigating whether it might have been a structural failure or the possibility of a gas leak. Fire officials reported a strong smell of gas in the area after the collapse. Davos, Switzerland is the next stop in our roundup of today's global headlines. Every year, Davos hosts a conference that's run by the World Economic Forum. This year's meeting started on Wednesday. It runs through the weekend. The theme is the Great Transformation. Political leaders, business executives, academics all come together to talk about global issues during this annual meeting. Some of the subjects on the agenda this year include China's economic power and the debt crisis in Europe. There are also sessions on the impact of political uprisings, like last year's so-called Arab Spring, and one on the role that the United States plays in the global economy. From Switzerland, we're heading now to Slovakia, and a pretty scary moment at an ice skating rink there. These hockey players are part of a youth league. They're just having a regular practice. But watch what happens next. There are huge pieces of ice that start falling from the ceiling. You can see the roof up above. It starts to eventually give way. There it is. Snow was piling up on top of the roof outside. No one takes any chances. The players and their parents immediately take off. Everyone got out before this happened, before the roof completely caved in, so thankfully nobody got hurt. This ice rink just opened last November, though it looks like it could be a while before anyone uses it for another hockey practice. We want to see you on an upcoming edition of CNN Student News, and this is how you can do it. You can record yourself on either a camera or a phone, like you see me doing right now, talking about Black History Month. It's next month. We want you to tell us in 60 seconds or less about an important figure in Black history. We don't want to hear any music or see any pictures. We just want to see you talking. Send it to us as an iReport at CNNStudentNews.com, and then look for our response in your email inbox.
Today's shout-out goes out to Mrs. Cook's U.S. History classes at Cosumnes Oaks High School in Elk Grove, California. What organ in the human body is surrounded by cerebrospinal fluid? Here we go. Is it the heart, brain, lungs, or pancreas? You've got 3 seconds. Go. Cerebrospinal fluid supports the brain and acts like a cushion during head injuries. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
There's a new CNN documentary premiering this weekend that examines a certain type of brain injury. The program is called Big Hits, Broken Dreams, and the host, CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta, explores the impact of concussions on young athletes. It's a really relevant topic, especially to a lot of you high school football players out there. And I had a chance to talk with Dr. Gupta recently about the symptoms and effects of these injuries. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, can you start for us by just defining exactly what a concussion is?
Well, let me say one thing, that it's not. It doesn't mean you have to lose consciousness. I think that's a misconception, that unless you lose consciousness, it's not a concussion. A concussion is a type of brain injury where basically you have lots of things firing in your brain at any given time. This is a disruption of that, so people feel some altered sensation, altered vision. They may feel like their hearing is in a tin box. They may get numb, and they may get confused. So it can be anything as vague as that, but definitely people know it when they have it.
Why is it more dangerous for young people to take big hits than adults?
This is a bit counterintuitive, because typically young kids and children are usually more resilient to all sorts of injuries. When it comes to the brain, it's a little bit different, though, and that's because the brain is still forming, still developing at that age. And what they have found in now some very objective studies is that if you have a lot of these hits as a young person, you create some changes to the brain that can interfere with that development and lead to lifelong problems, whether it be memory problems, whether it be emotional problems such as depression or anger, but it's a little bit more pronounced in a young person.
Concussions are often caused by a shock to the head, so it's common to see them in contact sports like football. That's what Dr. Gupta focused on in this CNN documentary. Part of what he looked at is how scientists are studying these injuries and working to prevent them.